We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Parkinson Spiegel. Oh, yeah. Sounds like the law firm you call when you get a parking ticket.
Afternoons on the Score.
You got any tickets laying around? Let me know.
Yeah, Coach, we do. We actually have two pairs of tickets today, and we're going to have more over the rest of the week to go see one of the biggest comedians touring right now when he comes to the United Center. Bert Kreischer. We got pairs of tickets to give away. So if you want to see Bert, you got to have our contest line ready, 312-540-0670, and just be the sixth or seventh caller, because we're giving away two pairs today. When you hear this...
I'll take a sip of Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid? You're drinking Kool-Aid to start your day? Really?
It's so good.
That's his podcast with Tom Segura.
Yes. Yeah. Two Bears, One Cave.
Oh, God.
So when you hear that clip of Bert Kreischer, have the contest line ready. Be the sixth or seventh caller, and we'll give you a pair of tickets to go see one of the biggest comedians in the world. Again, that contest line to have it ready in your phone is 312-540-0670.
Does he work naked or just shirtless?
Shirtless. His big thing is that he takes his shirt off for every show.
Every show. Does he start with his shirt off, or is that like...
No. Generally, he comes out in a shirt, and it depends. Does he go right at the beginning? Does he rip it off?
I knew you would know.
Whatever, you know, yeah, it's a signature thing.
You're an aficionado, not of shirtless people,
no,
but of stand-up comics.
Trying to be.
Yeah,
I love it. I'm very interested in the medium. Think it's incredible.
It's your music.
It's having a comedy boom right now. Podcast, a big part of it. David Tell just released a special on
Netflix. Did he really?
Yeah, it came out. Have you watched it yet, Tanny?
No, but he is making the rounds, and it is very much enjoyable.
Let's get him!
I've listened to, it might be a little late for that, but I've listened to, you know, he was on Dan Soder, he was on Rogan.
Yeah.
He's been on everything.
I'm actually halfway through him with Morell and Norman on We Might Be Drunk on that podcast. I'm listening to it, yeah. So, and gonna see him at the Den Theater. He's doing the Den Theater.
Oh my God!
It's been five months.
I'll tell you what I absolutely loved was Insomniac, his TV show.
Incredible.
Didn't he do a Wiener Circle one? A legendary Wiener Circle one, I believe.
Sure, yeah.
For Insomniac, but that whole show was just freaking awesome.
Yeah, great. It's still on Netflix. The three episode Bumping Mics with him and Jeff Ross. Very creative spin.
Never watched
on a comedy special. It's over three nights at the Comedy Cellar. It's excellent.
He's okay. One of those guys, and we're just wrap this up here. But whenever I see him, last time I saw him live was at the Comedy Cellar in New York. But he's one of those guys. Whenever you see him, and Rogan had a post about this because he's been in Texas doing Rogan's Club. He might be like the greatest working stand-up comedian in terms of just
live work,
live tight crowd work, you know, a little improv up there, just the whole package.
Joke writing.
He may be the funniest man alive.
Yeah. He's incredible. Morell was trying to, he's a big New Yorker. He was trying to pay him a compliment of like him and Colin Quinn, you guys are like the reason for like the New York comedy scene is what it is. And he just goes, stagnant. It was incredibly quick. He's excellent. I can't wait to see him again.
All right, so takeaways from Brock Huard, and it will last. I have one, which is that if Roma Dunze is available at 9, I'm not quite as interested in trading down as I was. Like the drop off between Roma Dunze and some other wide receivers, and I like Adonai Mitchell. I like Keon Coleman. I'm not crazy about Brian Thomas Jr. There's other, but like the drop off all of a sudden sounds and feels massive.
We did this when we did the neighbors via Dunze polls position, and I was like, I like both of them a lot. Neighbors finally ran today,
at the LSU Pro Day, and he timed in at 4:33. And a lot of people are saying that there are going to be people that have him above Marvin Harrison Jr. So that, of course, leads Bears Twitter to be like, well, if we thought the neighbors could fall, maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. could fall tonight. Mm. I don't think that's possible. And I still like I might be a neighbors over Marvin Harrison Jr. guy because of the speed. When I watched him, he looked like Ja'Marr Chase to me. But Odunze, I would run the card to the podium to take him at 9. That would be excellent, especially because it sounds like Keenan Allen's only going to be a Bear for 1 year.
Yeah, so this is perfect.
Based on the reporting that came out about how the contract negotiations went with him and the Chargers.
Like
He's looking for another pretty big payday that I'd be a little surprised if Ryan Poles gave him.
Could be absolutely perfect. And the way the quarterback rumor mill is right now, that QBs might go 1-2-3-4, yeah, or at least, you know, 1-2-3-6 or something like that. J.J. McCarthy flying up there. There might not be a lot to trade down for at 9.
You're in a pretty good spot to get it. It would have to go 8 offensive players, 1-8. And it's obviously possible for you to be in a spot where you're like, it's where I think there's like a real debate. But I think if Neighbors is there, you take him. If Odunze is there, you take him. I think that they would take Joe Alt if he somehow fell to 9, the number one tackle in the class.
But they might be looking at a tackle like Olu from Penn State or Fautano from Washington.
And I think those would be more likely trade down a few spot guys, yeah, if you could find someone who wanted to trade up with you.
But if 4 quarterbacks are gone already, I don't know if they might be talking with Denver and with Minnesota to try and jump up and get Bo Nix at 9. I don't know how much that's
actually going to
happen.
People don't only trade up for quarterbacks.
It's true.
You know, generally speaking, you don't trade future first-round picks to trade up for non-quarterbacks. Those trades have aged very poorly, like the Jamal Adams trade and a few others. But, you know, if someone says, I want to get the number one defensive player in the class at 9,
sure,
maybe you move up from 11 to 9. You know what I mean? Like a small
Dallas Turner, Jared Verse.
Yes,
likely.
Something like that. If someone falls for Brock Bowers and thinks he's a top 5 prospect, mm-hmm, that's available at 9, you know, I wouldn't think that you'd be able to get a massive haul, but maybe you'd be able to recoup the second round pick that you gave up for Montez Sweat. The thing that was interesting to me about him and hearing him rave so much about the character of Odunze is we're having some questions about Caleb Williams' non-football stuff because of NIL and like weird things that people say on the internet and all that. But it's not, no one's like, he's a bad guy. There's no, you know, but I do think, and I haven't heard Poles be asked this. I don't know. Forgive me if he was asked it at the meetings. Like, does he think the culture is established well enough? He brought back Matt Eberflus.
Mm-hmm.
He's had multiple drafts, multiple free agent classes.
Could they withstand a Jalen Brown now?
Jalen Carter. If Rome Odunze was not everything that Brock Huard just said he was, like if he was the wide receiver version of Jalen Carter, would they take Rome Odunze and say, well, DJ Moore and Keenan Allen are in that room?
No, that's a good question.
And, you know, I very much want to know if he's ready to bring on a high-profile, high-talent player. Doesn't sound like there's a guy like that in this range. And so it's great that it isn't. It's not like I'm looking for it, but I do sometimes think that it's a little bit of a market inefficiency and you're not going to have 53 choir boys on an NFL team. And I would hope that if you like your coach enough to bring him back,
yeah,
and you've had multiple draft picks, uh-huh, and you've re-signed, you know, Jalen Johnson, all these, I would hope that if there was a guy like that, that they'd be okay with doing it.
Somewhere there's a choir boy is like smoking a cigarette and doing a line of blows. Like, what the hell, man?
How did I get
like,
lumped
why
in?
Am I just, everybody thinks I'm good.
I just
everybody
love thinks, singing.
Just because I love singing doesn't mean I might not have character issues.
Yeah.
Couldn't stick a landing.
I'm a guy
on
who loves singing and has character issues, and I hate that I'm typecast as a good guy all
Seriously.
The time.
Seriously.
Yeah. Maybe that person exists.
Probably.
The problematic choir boy.
I loved that film.
Yeah, it was really
it's
good.
It's usually not the choir boy in the church that's problematic.
I know. I open that up there for you.
Yeah, they might grow up that way because of some other stuff. That's a good point.
Right.
Yeah,
well, anyway, I was hearing, like, I was like, I'd just be interested.
Yeah.
So Odunze, though, he sounds too good to be true.
Was it a young Corey Feldman who was in the problematic choir boy? Is that who it was?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think he was talented.
He was talented, but it was jarring. It was
made to play that role.
Yeah. 91, I think.
The host of categories today.
Let's go.
By volunteer is Chris Tannehill.
Oh, hell yeah.
Get excited.
Yeah, man.
Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.